You're listening to Play It Again, Swig. I'm Jocelyn Swigger, and I'm trying to learn all the Chopin etudes. I'm also trying to balance hanging out with my toddler, teaching full-time, and life's other distractions. This is my audio diary of that process. Well, it's Thursday, January 12th, and I want to tell you about my New Year's resolutions. But first, let me play you the Revolutionary Etude. This has been pretty much on the shelf, but I just decided I'm going to play it for a Martin Luther King Day celebration in a week and a half. So this is sort of the before. I need to really polish the heck out of this thing. But let me try and play it for you now, and we'll see how it goes. Okay, so you can hear that needs a ton of work, not least of which is I need to actually look at the very end and know what those notes are. I haven't actually thought about those for a while. So one of the things that I need to do with this is I need to practice a simplified version and make sure that I know exactly when it goes and when it goes, for example, or when it goes... like... to here or this kind of thing. Oh, well, I never did that, but. So there's a lot of little details in there that I'm not quite sure about. And with all of the mishigas in the left hand, I don't really have brain energy to try and figure out what's going on in the right hand. So I need to sit down with a clear simplification of this and really, really get that in my head. The other thing I need to do, obviously, is I need to do some left hand slow metronome alone practice for sure. There's lots of places in there where there are little things that are sort of uneven and bumpy and lumpy, and I need to smooth those out. Probably wouldn't hurt also to take a look at the exact dynamics. I did some of them, but some of them I sort of ignored. So I'm going to see if I can, I'm saying that for sure I'm going to play this. So I'm going to be performing this in a week and a half. So I need to do a lot between now and then. Okay, so I want to tell you about my New Year's resolutions. And speaking of performing in a week and a half, one of my big resolutions is that I'm going to try to say yes to as many performances as I can. When I went on maternity leave and took 4 months off practicing, which was, God, a year and a half ago, I just said no to performances and no, 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 no. And I kind of got in the habit of saying no to things. And I think I really, really need to get back on stage. I performed a couple times last semester, but I need to have it be more a regular part of my life the way it used to be. So my New Year's resolution, number one, is to say yes to performances. I mean, obviously, if they fit my schedule and if they're not ridiculous. So I'm going to try and say yes to performances. So say yes is my resolution, which is kind of cool because for a long, long time, I had to work really hard to say no. And I think I've gotten pretty good at that in some ways. So this year, my resolution is to say yes. My second resolution is I'm going to try to be really religious about keeping a practice journal. So both the plan, which I've been mostly pretty good about this last year, but not always, but also reflecting on it afterwards. I think I really need to, in order to get my focus where I want it to be, and you know, so that practicing can feel more like performing, so that I can just have that focus and not have my mind wander to incredibly stupid things, like which it does a lot. I need to have my thoughts better marshaled, and I think that keeping a journal will be a really good thing for my focus for that. So I'm going to try to have the written word be a really important part of my practice for this year. And then my third resolution is I want to have these etudes ready to perform by December 2012. So my plan is to try and start playing them out in the world. I mean, you are out in the world, but you know what I mean? Like actually performing them in 2013. So here's where I'm at with these etudes. I can play through sort of for myself or for you in very much a work in progress. I mean, the ones that I can play through as a work in progress are a lot of them. I can play 10 number one. Oops. Oh, well, I was just going to stop there anyway. So, you know, not polished and not up to tempo, but I can sort of do it. Sort of 10 number two. Sort of 10 number three. Sort of 10 number four. Sort of 10 number 5. Sort of 10 number 6. Not at all 10 number 7. Sort of 10 number 8. Sort of 10 number 9. I'm saying sort of. I mean, I can play through, again, in my work in progress way, most of these. 10 1 and 10 2 are still this one. And this one are still kind of nightmares. But the rest of them, I feel like I can sort of play through. Anyway, 10 number 9. Not at all 10 number 10. Not at all 10 number 11. 10 number 12, which I just played for you. This one, blah, what a mess, but you know what I mean. 25 1, which I'm going to play for you today, but just to, so you know what that I mean, this one. 25 number 2. 25 number 3. This one still needs work. They all still need work, but this one still needs quite a bit of work. Four, not at all. 25, 5, which is this one. Uh, 25, 6, kind of needs more work to even claim to be work in progress, but you know, this one. I'll talk about this one today. 25, 7, not at all. 25, 8, not at all. Number 9, not at all. Number 10, not at all. You can see where my giant hole is, right? 25, 11, kind of. This one. Ugh, I haven't done it in a while, though. And 25, 12, kind of. And the three in the middle, I haven't looked at all. So here's my plan. I'm going to try to get the ones that I haven't looked at that are just not anywhere in my inbox, my sort of mental inbox at all. I'm going to try and bring them to the front burner if I could use more cliches about these pieces and really make them sort of part of my practice life, just a couple at a time. So for right now, the next week and a half, the Revolutionary Etude has to be the main one if I'm going to perform it. The two that are kind of on my front burner right now that I'm really most engaged in, I'd say, are the Harp Etude and the Thirds Etude. I'm going to talk about those in a minute. Let me just talk about them right now. So 25-1, the harp, one of the things that I really need to do with this that I haven't done yet, I was very, very lazy about practicing over the holiday. Partly I took some time off because I was traveling, but when I was practicing, I was often practicing just sort of playing through things rather than having a clear plan and sort of a list of what I wanted to accomplish. So I haven't really done much goal-oriented practice with this piece yet. I did work on it a long time ago. But one of the things I've been thinking about with this one, this is lots of big arpeggios, right? So I'll play this for you in a minute, and you'll hear that there are memory spots that I need to work. So I need to memorize my simplified version, and I just haven't done that. So one plan is I need to do my simplified version. But another thing that I have been thinking about a little bit as I've been playing through that is feeling pretty good is the idea, and this is one of those things that I say to my students over and over and over and over and over, and then sometimes it's just good to remind myself, is that I really need to make sure that the shoulder and the arm put the hand where they need to go. So it's not that the hand leaps for the note and sort of brings the arm and the shoulder with it. It's that the shoulder and the arm set up the hand where it needs to be, and then it's very easy for the hand to play. And once you think about it that way, the motions actually aren't that big. You know, there are these sort of arm circles involved here. So it sort of goes, this is with both my pinkies. And then this is a really subtle motion. I sort of think of the wrist as being up, going in, and then down, going out. So it's sort of the right hand would be, let's call it clockwise, sort of. And the left hand would be, wait, that doesn't make any sense. Counterclockwise. I'm terrible with clockwise, counterclockwise. Anyway, they both go in and up and down and out. But when I say that, in practice, it's actually very, very subtle. So it's not like they're huge, huge, huge motions with my wrist. It's more just that's the wrist is flexible and letting that happen. And then I'm making sure that I put my arms where they need to be to make it happen. I'm also trying to listen to my sound. This, of course, should be just one of these ethereally beautiful, incredible cloud of sound with this beautiful, simple melody on top of it, and shouldn't sound like a billion notes, which, as you'll hear, I'm still so not there. Let me try and play this for you. This is going to be from memory, and I'll probably scream a bit, but here's sort of a version of 25-1. Ugh, let me start that again so that you actually hear the bottom note on the left hand. Up such an incredibly beautiful color spot. Oh well. No, 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 no. Oh, it's... Okay, I don't know what the chord is. He does a cool thing. I'm not gonna be able to find it. Oh. Okay, this is what I just did. I know this is not whatever you're never supposed to do this. Go back, but let's see if I can find it. I don't have it. Oh, terrible. Sorry about that. That's the kind of thing that when it happens in performance, everybody in the audience just wants to put a paper bag over their head and hide. Let me find where this is. Ah, okay. Listen to how cool this is. It's completely lame that I forgot it, but listen to how cool what he wrote is. From here. Okay, so if I actually memorized this thing, it might help a lot. So I need to go through and really think about. I've done a sort of partial theory map of a lot of it, but interestingly, that spot I do not have really clearly marked out. So I need to do my simplified, you know. That version. So I will, I may play you a chunked version like that next week, but I will have that memory spot dealt with next week. For sure. Anyway, so this is what I'm sort of doing with 25.1. 25.6, I also want to play for you. This one I've also been sort of playing through. This is one, if you haven't listened before, that I played in high school, but never performed. And I've been working on making decisions about my fingerings. I've made most of my decisions. I'll tell you right now that there's one spot, and it's basically the second time through the tune, where it does this, where it's D natural and F natural. So that's the D and the F. I haven't quite decided what fingering I'm using for that. Everything feels sort of equally awkward right now. I'm leaning towards the fingering that I used before when I was in high school that I got from Evelyn Broncar, which is, if you care, I'm not going to give you all my fingerings because you would die of boredom, but just let me tell you this one right here. 1, 3, 2, 5, 1, 3, 2, 4. So 3, 5, 3, 4, 3, 5, 3, 4 on the top and 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2 on the bottom. I'm leaning towards that, but I'm also thinking about maybe doing 4, 5, 4, 3 on the top. The thing is, if I just did it once, I would definitely want to do 4, 5, 4, 3, but to do it a bunch of times, it feels scary. Anyway, so I haven't quite decided about that measure. Let me try and play the rest of this for you. You're going to hear there's a lot of places that I need to just woodshed. I haven't been, like I said, I haven't been doing sort of goal-oriented practicing with this one either. But let me try and play this for you so you can sort of see where I'm starting. I'm going to try and do this by memory, by the way. Thank you. So there's a lot of spots I need to practice in there. And I also need to really look at the transitions because I tend to not be sure what's coming next. And so you can hear there's lots of little hiccups and hesitations in between one section and the other. Anyway, so those are the two that I'm sort of most, I would say, engaged with right now. One that I'm sort of polishing and I'm about to let go, I think I'm going to actually play it for you now and then maybe put it on the shelf, is 25.5. So you'll hear that there's still a couple spots that I need to really work out, but I think I've done enough with it for now that I can let it sit. It's time to sort of let it have a little bit of a rest beyond my vacation rest, but like actually rest it. So let me play this for you. This is 25.5, work in progress. Actually needs another week. The left hand still is not at all sure what I'm doing, and part of that's memory, and part of it is there's a couple of transition spots that are awkward that I haven't worked out. So I'm actually not putting that on the shelf. I lied. One more week and then I'll put it on the shelf. Even if it's not polished, I'm going to keep it 1 week and then I am going to put it on the shelf because I need to start looking at some of these ones that I haven't looked at all. So the one that I'm most afraid of is the sixth, which of course I can't even say with my lisp. But it's this one. This is going to be so under tempo that just you're going to laugh, but... Okay, so actually it's supposed to be like... or something like that. Anyway, I am going to start looking at this one. I'm going to do just a few measures at a time slowly. I'm not going to get crazy about it, but I'm going to do... 5 minutes on 4 measures a day of this. And hopefully it'll start feeling less like a completely scary stranger and more like a somewhat scary acquaintance. It may not turn out to be that scary, but right now it's looking scary to me. We'll see. So that is my plan for this week. I also am warming up by doing some 2-5-1 jazz patterns. So I'm going to show you that. That'll be the last thing I'll play for you today. So these are, you know, right? So I'm leaving out the bass because we're going to put my sort of imaginary bass player that does not exist just like you might have an imaginary friend, I have an imaginary bass player here, is going to play that. So I've been learning these patterns. Here's one that I kind of like that I've been doing. So I've been really, really enjoying those. I'll show you a little bit more of what I do with those as we go on week to week. So that's my plan for the week. That's my plan for the year. You can follow me on Twitter at Jocelyn Swigger. You can find out more about this project at playitagainstswig.com. I'd love for you to get in touch and tell me what you think. And thank you so much for being my practice buddy.